God bless everybody in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And it is an honor and a privilege to be able to share God's word with you all tonight. What a cool song that was, huh? You ever had a song that just keeps running through your head? That's all you just keep hearing? Well, you know, the words in this song just keep running through my head. If you want more happy than your heart will hold, if you want to stand taller, if the truth will told, just take whatever you have and give it away. You know, tonight, I'd like to share on something called influence, or what influences you. You know, it seems like everything we come in contact with, it has an influence on us. It has an influence on what we believe, our actions, our character. I'd say that, you know, once you're influenced by something and you act upon it, you become an example of that influence. My mom or my mother should tell me to stay away from certain things like, you know, Johnny or Billy or that group of kids that were hanging out down the street. Maybe they smoked, maybe they drank, or they did bad things. They might have swore a lot. My mom didn't want me following in their footsteps or their example. They were as bad influences. You know, it didn't always work with me. And as human nature has it, I didn't always listen. And you know what? There was always consequences to it. Now, we all know what influence means, or to be influenced by someone or something. You know, as I was putting this teaching together, I started going down a real rabbit hole, looking at different definitions of influence. We know what it means. It's to be moved or be swayed to a desired action. It can be both positive and negative, right? There's so many things in our everyday life that has an influence on us. We see how we think, especially people. People have an impact or an impact on what we believe. Here's a great example. TV, music, movies, politics, sports, religion. You know, someone might say something that grabs your attention, and you say, hey, that's what I want to do, or that's what I want to be like, especially when you're young and impressionable. Remember TV shows? I know a lot of us older folks, TV. I'm going to say they had a pretty profound impact on our thinking. Know how we developed. Remember Superman? He was able to leap tall buildings with a single bound. He was faster than a locomotive of a speeding bullet. He stood for truth, justice, and the American way. Quite an influence on kids when I was young. Some of us even might have tried to imitate him. He was a real hero. Look at Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers, he's another wonderful influence on our kids. He always tried to teach them to be kind, be respectful. He always had good, sound, solid examples of how to treat your neighbor. Because there was quite a story behind the life of Mr. Rogers or Fred Rogers. Look at the Boy Scouts. Look at the Girl Scouts. They're great examples, great influences on our lives. We looked up to these folks as kids. You know, I could go ahead and add a lot more. Andy Griffin. The Andy Griffin Show was great. That was a great influence on us. Even Perry Mason, the Ed Sullivan Show, all influences from my time as a kid. Oh, yeah, I ain't going to forget the Three Stooges. They also played a big part. Then we all events start to happen in the world, and it all has different influences on us, both positive and negative. Music, for example. We had Janis Joplin when I was younger, Jimi Hendrix, different groups, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. Maybe not all the best influences on us, but it was all a part of growing up and learning. We decide what the best influences on our lives are. Okay, I'm going to fast forward a little bit to today. We got social media. We got the internet. That's faster than a locomotive or a speeding bullet. And we got people called influencers. I hear that term all the time. Influencers. People who want to influence us. They want to sway us to believe what they do or what they say. You know, and I'm not saying that everything on the internet is going to be bad. It can work both ways. You know, you can get some good things out of there, too. But this was not maybe always a great idea from my point. We all know how kids and adults are easily swayed or influenced to believe some of this craziness going on. Buy this, buy that, do this, do that. Eat this or eat that. Take this pill or take that. What's the motivation there? I think it's money, probably. Bottom line, power or control. You know, I've heard you can make a whole lot of money as an influencer. You get so many followers, you make something like, you know, you get 100,000 followers, you can make like $18 or $20 for every 1,000. Turns out that could be a lot of money. It's pretty tempting, especially to those that don't really know the truth or the greatness of God's word. Swayed by everyone, the doctrine out there. But here we are. It's in our face today, every day. Now, you know, I ain't much of a tech guy. I guess I'm that old guy that really doesn't want to change with the times. But and the culture changes, society changes, technology changes. All these things are changing around us. But you know what doesn't change? God's word. Malachi, you can turn to Malachi if you want, but I'll just read it. In Malachi 3, it says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." We know people change, culture changes, society changes, but God doesn't change. Hebrews tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, Hebrews 8, 13, 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then we get on to verse 9. It tells us, "Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines." Don't be blown about what this guy says or that guy says. All right, where am I going with all this? There's some great examples, of course, of influence in the Bible. I think we all would agree that Jesus Christ was probably the greatest influencer of all time. Absolutely love the poem or the story of the one solitary life. It says he was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in still another village where he worked in a carpenter's shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He never visited a village. He did none of the things one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is considered by many to be the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned put together have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as this one solitary life. That should have a pretty profound impact or an influence on anyone who hears it. Doesn't that make you want to know more? Follow after something that's so wonderful, so hopeful. And where could we go to find out more? Definitely not the world, not the internet or social media, but the Word of God, the Bible. You can look at any account of Jesus Christ in the Gospels. Every story draws you in and makes you want to know more. Jesus told Peter and his brother Andrew in Matthew chapter 4, he said, "Follow me." They were influenced by what Jesus said and what he did. They were drawn to him like a magnet. He was so influenced in chapter 5 that they had been fishing all night. They caught nothing. Jesus told them to cast their empty nets. And we all know what happened next. You think that might have had an influence on them? I would think so. They saw him heal the sick, heal the blind. He cleansed the lepers, raised the dead. He made known the Father. Because of his words and his deeds, I'd say that might influence any of his followers and us today. He preached and he taught love, redemption, forgiveness of sin, eternal life. Who wouldn't want that? Now let's fast forward again to today's times. You know, like I was saying, as a youngster, my mom always tried to instill right from wrong, as I'm sure all your parents did. They were very, very influential in what we believed and what we thought and how we acted. Today, I'm seeing people trying to convince others that what I was taught was right is actually wrong. We see people all around us on the TV, newspapers, social media, TikTok, Facebook, politics, all this stuff. They let us know what's going on in the world, and they really don't know why. Well, I can tell you, people who are believers who know and read and understand God's rightly divided word, they know why. You know, our best influence today is without question the Word of God. The world don't want you to know that something's better, really so much better, that God is real, his word is true, he's faithful, and that he did send his son to redeem man from the sin that he was born into. You know, I don't know about you guys. And I guess you kind of glaze over the words. And when it finally sinks into you, you just say, wow. You know, John 10:10, that was a verse that we're all so familiar with. We know the thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. We all know who the thief is. We know it's the devil. And all his little minions, all his little followers. He don't want you to know about God or his son, Jesus Christ. his gift of Holy Spirit, his rightly divided word. He wants you in the dark. He'll say things or throw things at you like, that ain't true. Come on, man, he don't really mean that. You remember all that bad stuff you did when you was younger? Maybe he'll throw out some sickness or shiny things like money, fame, addiction, anything. Guilt, shame, condemnation, anything to keep you from knowing the truth of God's word. And, you know, we can look at another very, very familiar verse in Romans 8:1. We all know this by heart. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. You know, if we believe that God's word is his will, and you know what, that's kind of like the big problem now, it's been kept a secret. People just don't believe it, or they just don't know it. We have that inner peace that nobody can, no way in the world can get, the world can give it to us. Jesus Christ, he was the greatest influencer of all times. He tells us in John 14, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What a statement. What an influence in our believing. How could anybody not want to follow after them words? Who doesn't want to not be afraid? Look at what we have available to us today, some 2,000 years later. After all the stuff that's gone on, everything throughout history, we're still following after Jesus Christ. He told us that the works that I do, so shall you do. And greater works than these. Again, what a tremendous statement. We know he performed miracles. He caused the blind to see, both physically and spiritually. He made the lame walk. He cleansed the lepers. He raised the dead. He made known the Father. Why wouldn't anybody not want to follow after him or be influenced by him? Well, like I said, maybe it's because they don't know the truth. Maybe their minds are blinded. They got too many distractions going on. Well, how are they going to know unless somebody's going to tell them, right? Or show them. I know people are looking today. Just look at what we see happening in the world. We all see it. Everybody sees what's going on. We know the truth of God's word, and we need to share. We need to share it to all the people that we know. We know what seeds are, right? We've shared this all in the past. You know, you hear the word with other people, and it's like planting a seed. Maybe what they hear, they'll think about it a little bit later. They may not hear it right then, but maybe later on throughout the day, or maybe a couple days later, they're going to say, maybe there was something to it. And maybe we, you know, we can be that positive influence on them in a world of bad influences, and we can help people see what the real truth is. And perhaps, just maybe, they can find that inner peace and that comfort that Jesus Christ came to make available. And they can live that life that's more abundant. And they can understand, or maybe begin to understand, the whys of what's happening and what's available now. You know, that in the big picture, this is nothing but a speck in time. We're in it for eternity with our Father God and our Lord and Savior, our big brother, Jesus Christ. We don't got to wait until we die to find out. We have so much available to us right now, and we are truly blessed to be living in this time. You know, when we look around, some might say, and I'm one of the guys that say it, I can't wait to get out of all this mess. But no, the mission isn't over yet. No one knows. I say this all the time, and it's just as true today as it was thousands of years ago. You know, that God, he may not be early by our measure of time, but he ain't never late. And we have his word to hold on to, and we know that that word is true. John 17 tells us, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. God's word is truth. It ain't a lie. It's truth. He tells us in Psalms that he magnified his word. He made it bigger so we can see it. Hebrews tells us that that word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And we're not to be fooled by, you know, like I say, what this guy says or what that guy says, or to be influenced by them. In Colossians 2, verse 8, if this is in the NIV, you can turn there, or I'll just read it to y'all. It says, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human traditions and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. In other words, don't be fooled. Don't be tossed around with this guy or that guy. Base what's going on in your life by the word of God. Have you ever heard that saying, what's in your wallet? I think it's MasterCard. Any commercial on TV? Well, I say to you, what's your influence? What influences your life? And how do you influence others? It's a good question to ask ourselves, and not always any... the God. Not just nice words to walk around saying, but true words that have stood the test of time. Now, we all know it's a daily walk, it's day by day. As we continue to look and ask, we can start to see it all fit, and we do see it fit. It begins to make sense. You know, I'm sure I ain't telling anybody anything they haven't already heard, but if they know, like I said, it is a walk, sometimes not so easy with all the different things trying to influence our daily lives and our thoughts. And I thank God for the word. You know, Ephesians is so, so great. Ephesians 6, it's very familiar to us all. It's another familiar section of the word. Ephesians 6:11 tells us to put on that whole armor of God so that we can stand against the wild. Well, that tells us who we're fighting. It's not flesh and blood, but it's spiritual wickedness in high places. And then verse 13 tells us to stand. After we put on all that whole armor of God, stand. We're to be that bright, shining example or influence that others can see. We put on that whole armor of God so that we can deal with the world. You know, perhaps people, when they see us, they're going to say, hey, man, what's up with that guy? Why is he or she always so happy and cheerful? Nothing seems to bother them. Why don't they get rattled by what's going on? Why ain't they afraid? Now, I'm not saying don't be concerned. Just don't be consumed with everything that's happening today. We can pray. We have God's wonderful word, his gift of Holy Spirit, the nine manifestations of that one gift. We have that inner peace that passeth all understanding. Look in Philippians 4. I'll just read it to you if you don't want to turn there. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation, your patience, or your gentleness be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing but in everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And here we go. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. What another great statement. Another great example to hold forth. A great influence on our lives and those that we meet. Opportunity, you know, to share God's words, to have that peaceful heart and peaceful mind. You know, I think I'll close tonight in Philippians chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 13. It says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation among whom you shine as lights in the world. You know, what good is it to know all this stuff and not share it? It's like the song says, give it away. Once that word gets in your heart and your mind, you just can't help but want to share it and let everybody know what you know. Once the word of God begins to click, you're never the same again. You look at things not only through your physical eyes, but through your spiritual eyes. It can change your whole perspective, your whole outlook on life. You have hope. You know, we still live in a crooked and a perverse nation, but we can shine as those bright lights. We can hold forth that word of God as we stand on the promises and the truths of God's word. We can be. Encouragement tonight is like that song says. Just 1 second. Okay, I'm so sorry. If you want more happy, we'll hold. If you want to stand taller, if the truth were told, take whatever you have and give it away. Give that word away. Be those bright, shining examples that influence that you can hold up on everybody. So I want to thank everybody tonight for just giving me this opportunity to share God's word. And just know, guys, I love y'all. So I'd like to close with a prayer tonight. Father, thank you for this time to share your word, for your goodness, for your grace, for your kindness, for your mercy, Father, for your faithfulness in all the people, and how you do hold us in the palms of your hands, and how you do love us and show us how much through your word that you love us, Father. I thank you for continuing to open up our eyes, for allowing us to be your ambassadors, God, your spokesmen, and to share with all those we meet. I thank you tonight, Father, for everyone on this conference call listening and all those that might listen at a later date. God, I just thank you for us as we put you first in our lives. Father, I thank you for each and every one of these things, and I lift them up to you In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.